It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to find out what's going on in our tri-state area. And we talk about this, just covering a portion of the topics and subjects and items and events that you can find at ruralintelligence.com. And good morning, Mark. How are you?
And good morning to you, Marshall. I am very well indeed. I'm just back from my walking the dog and enjoying the weather outside. But we've got a really full week. A lot of book readings this week, which sound really interesting as well.
Well, let's start off in Great Barrington.
Yeah, Bard College is hosting a Professor Peter Filkins, who's going to be debuting his authorized biography of H.G. Adler, which is called A Life in Many Worlds, on Monday. That's tomorrow, Monday 25th, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it sounds absolutely fascinating. I've never heard of H.G. Adler. He died in 1988, apparently. But he was a survivor of Auschwitz and three other concentration camps. And so after surviving that, he managed to still publish over 24 books of poetry, of fiction, social science, history, and religion, all really putting the story of the Holocaust and analyzing it and seeing its influence on our world today. So really an important writer, and could tell his story from a real experience. Anyway, this biography tells the story of H.E. Adler's efforts to sort of really maintain human dignity amid all the systematic oppression, political corruption, and obviously there's some suffering that went on in the camps. It's an amazing story, sounds absolutely fascinating, and Peter Filkins will be there at Bard College in Simon's Rock in Great Barrington tomorrow afternoon. That's Monday the 25th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you get a chance to go along.
And we go from Great Barrington to Rhinebeck, New York.
Well, I thought that this was actually quite relevant as well with that, because Oblong Books and Music on Tuesday are hosting Mika White, who's written a book called A New Playbook for Revolution. And it's the book is called An End of Protest as well, actually. And Mika, who was an Occupy Wall Street co-creator, he was one of the co-creators of that organization. He writes about the future of activism, and he draws on his experience. He articulates a theory of 8 principles of tactical innovation that he believes are going to be destined to catalyze the next generation of social movements. So quite interesting, and almost sort of the other side of the story of H.G. Adler in some respects. Anyway, he's going to be at Oblong Books and Music on Tuesday, February the 26th at 6 o'clock in the evening. He's going to be talking about how social movements are created and how they spread and how materialism limits contemporary activism to some extent. And also he sort of reconceives protests in timelines, which affect centuries, not days, which is also really relevant from Peter, from H.G. Adler's point of view. So two contrasting, slightly different aspects of the same story, I suspect. Anyway, that's Tuesday, February the 26th in Rhinebeck at Oblong Books and Music.
Let's move on to Lee, Massachusetts on the 27th.
Yeah, my wife and I are big fans of Community Access to the Arts. They're also known as CATA. At the Good Purpose Gallery in Lee, they are presenting Making Waves, which is an exhibition of artwork by artists with disabilities. It starts on February the 27th, and it's going to be running through April the 16th. So you've got a good month and a half to check it out. The exhibit really features a whole series of paintings by these CATA artists who use who have really bad disabilities in some respects, and they use an innovative artistic realization technology, which is called And it's Artistic Realization Technology, ART. And it's a technique to create their works. It's really quite amazing. It makes people who have really limited movement of freedoms to be able to produce art. There will also be a Meet the Artist opening reception on February the 28th. That's Thursday the 28th, from 4:30 to 6:30. But just looking back on it from a bigger picture, the exhibition is on for 6 weeks or so, and the gallery is next door to the Starving Artist Cafe. It's sort of it's a combination space one way and another. So if you're in Lee and you're looking for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, do pop into the Starving Artist Cafe and grab your tea, and then check out the exhibition next door. It really is worth it. So it starts on Wednesday the 27th, and I say it runs through April the 16th.
From there, we will head on the 28th to Rhinebeck, New York again.
Yep. I'm always interested in local histories of one sort or another. And in the Clinton Community Library on Thursday, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Anthony Musso is going to be there, and he is actually he's a local author, and he's written several books on the hidden treasures of the Hudson Valley, and he's going to be talking about the third volume, and he's going to be illustrating a number of sites that he's talking about. So he's found all these amazing sites in the Hudson Valley which are absolutely historically important and fascinating and whatever it is, and he's taking and he's going to be able to talk about several of them on Thursday the 28th at 1 o'clock. And by the way, just to give you an idea, volume 3 just covers 55 sites in total. So it really is a very interesting and exhaustive list, these three volumes. So do check it out, but go and listen to him talk about some of the really fascinating sites as well. That's at 1 o'clock, Clinton Community Library, on Thursday the 28th.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump now to Red Hook, New York.
Well, I spotted this, and, you know, we've been talking about all these libraries really do make so much impact on the community one way and another. And I spotted this, the Red Hook Library has set up a series of, it's an 8-week beginner's Italian language course taught by a native speaker, Patrizia. And the program's free, it's open to the public. They do want you to register before you go, so they've got the right amount of course materials and whatever it is. But it really is super that local libraries are setting up and are getting involved in the community this way and another. And so if you're thinking of visiting Italy in the not-too-distant future and you want to brush up on a little bit of Italian so you can order the better pizzas and whatever, do check it out. It's the Red Hook Library on Thursday, and it starts on Thursday the 28th at 5 o'clock. And as I say, it goes on for 8 weeks. So check that out if you're looking to improve your language skills.
From there, we go to Washington, Connecticut. Whose water is it and how to protect it?
Yep. The Gunn Library is another library it's making an impact on the community. And at 6:30 on Thursday the 28th, they're having another of the Harwood Lecture Series. And as you say, it's the Washington Environmental Council who are presenting this talk entitled Whose Water Is It? What to Know About Connecticut's Water and How to Protect It. It's going to be a talk with a visual presentation. It's going to be delivered by a Washington resident, no less, Hugh Rogers, who is a Rivers Alliance of Connecticut board member. So he really talks with a great deal of authority. And I think water, and it's going to be a major theme over the next few years, because we have to protect our water courses over our whole area. So that's at the Gunn Library, 6:30 on Thursday the 28th.
Going to head up north now from Washington, Connecticut to Williamstown, Massachusetts on the 28th.
Yeah, a lot of listeners will be familiar with Eileen Miles, and she is going to be up at Williams College in Williamstown. on Thursday the 28th, and she writes poems, fiction, and essays about art and other things. She's published more than 20 books in total. She's been a recipient of a Guggenheim Fellowship, an Andy Warhol Creative Capital Arts Writers Grant. She's won 4 Lambda Book Awards. She's won the Shelley Prize from the PSA, and she's had a Poetry Award from the Foundation of Contemporary Art. So she is a lauded writer one way or another. She's going to be at Williams College on Thursday evening, the 28th, and talking about and having a conversation about her books and reading. So check that out if you're an Eileen Miles fan.
Well, then we'll just go from Williamstown down to Stockbridge, actually West Stockbridge, to the Six Depot Roastery and Cafe.
Yes, yes. Well, we talked about Kata and the Good Purpose Gallery in Lee. And not so far away, if you're going to be in town from the in West Stockbridge from March the 1st through April the 15th, there is another art exhibition, and it is the 30 Under 30 number 3. It's the third annual exhibition featuring the work of 30 young artists living in and around Berkshire County. And by the way, so go and get your coffee. I recommend coffee at the Six Depot Roastery and Cafe, although they do tea, but the coffee is pretty amazing. There will be an opening reception and installation dance performance by Anna Rogovoy on Sunday as well. That's Sunday, March the 3rd from 4 to 5:30 in the evening. So if you're in the area and you're looking for a cup of coffee, don't hesitate to stop by at Six Depot Roastery and Cafe. And this exhibition starts on March the 1st. It runs through April the 15th, so you've got plenty of time to wander around and check out these 30 paintings or artworks from artists under the age of 30.
Well, let's go over to Millbrook, New York.
Yeah. So the Carey Institute is really a fantastic facility, which has so many talks and lectures. It's really worthwhile sort of reinforcing the message from that. And it's based in Millbrook, or it is in Millbrook. And on Friday, March the 1st at 7 o'clock in the evening, Ruth DeFries is going to be there. She is a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient and a sustainability expert. And she will be at the Carey Institute to discuss her book, which is called The Big Ratchet, which is a really optimistic exploration of the adaptability and resilience of people. The talk she's going to be giving is how humanity thrives in the face of natural crisis. And I guess we've got some big crises going on generally in terms of the environment. And so her story is quite interesting. She covers the leaps in knowledge and the technologies that have allowed us really to produce unprecedented amounts of food and energy from the earth. And in addition, she is able to argue that we can learn lessons from that and from nature about how we can tackle some of the big issues that face humanity. And she actually argues that humanity will continue to prosper even in this really increasingly complex and problematic world. So a really interesting story. That's at the Carey Institute at 7 o'clock on Friday, March the 1st.
From the Carey Institute, let's head over to Stockbridge, Massachusetts on March 2nd.
Yeah, Saturday is an interesting talk. Walter Karnofsky is going to be in town at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. He's written a book called Cultivating the Designer's Mind, The Principles and Process of Coherent Landscape Design. And Walter's been in this business for 60 years. He's been studying, teaching, and practicing landscape design. And this book is really intended for all land-related professionals, so landscape architects, architects generally, actually planners, engineers, but it's also very, very accessible to the regular gardeners and people who own land in the area. And so he's going to be at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, and he's going to be talking about some of the also some of the sources that have been personally inspiring for him, and have really made an impact on the way he has designed gardens. So I think it will be really interesting if you're looking at redesigning your garden, or you've bought some land and need to work on how you put it into practice. So really interesting. It's Berkshire Botanical Garden, 10 o'clock on Saturday, March the 2nd.
Let's move on from the Berkshire Botanical Garden, we'll move on right now to the Colebrook Wildlife Sanctuary in Sandusfield, Massachusetts.
Yes, well, we just talked about cultivating and landscaping. Well, this is quite interesting because in Sandusfield, you have a real chance on Saturday, March the 2nd, to get a sneak preview of the newest Berkshire Wildlife Sanctuary. It's called the Colebrook Wildlife Sanctuary. It's in Sandusfield and Otis, and it's not officially opening for a few weeks yet. So you will have to, it's a work in process, you'll have to strap on some of your, there'll be snowshoes available or micro spikes. And it's a chance to hike and to track wildlife, identify trees, and all of that type of thing in this new forest and wetland. It's a Mass Audubon property, and it's great that they are putting in the effort to build new wildlife sanctuaries in the area. So absolutely fantastic. So that's March the 2nd, 10:30 in the morning out there in Sandusfield. Check out the exact location on their website. You can get there via Rural Intelligence.
Let's go from there back to Lenox, Massachusetts.
Yeah, on Saturday, the Mount is also hosting an event at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They are hosting Sadia Harriman, who's written a book called Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments. It's all actually presented by the Multicultural Bridge Organization. We've talked about them before. They're really doing great work in the area. And it's a reading and conversation with Sadia Harriman, who's the author of this book called Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments. The book examines a social revolution, which frankly I was not really aware of. It's the social revolution of the intimate changes and intimate lives that occurred in the black quarters of New York at the beginning of the 20th century. It sounds absolutely fascinating. It really tries to recreate the experience of young black women who wanted an existence different from the one that had been, I guess, preordained for them. And they shaped a cultural movement in New York that really transformed their experience of New York and the urban landscape they were in. So that's absolutely fascinating. It's The Mount on Saturday, March the 2nd. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hudson, New York might be our next destination on March 2nd.
Yeah, this is a really good cause, and it's a concert to benefit the kids need music. So it's again at another local library, the Hudson Area Library, at 3 o'clock on Saturday, March the 2nd. And it's a concert where Joel Pichon will be playing violin, Volsi Pelletier is going to be on the cello, and Gilly Malmed-Lev is going to be on the piano. They're going to be performing music from Mendelssohn, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. All the proceeds from this concert are going to be used to purchase or repair instruments so that more children can participate in the Hudson City School District Band and String Orchestra. So really good little cause there at the Hudson Area Library at 3 o'clock on Saturday, March the 2nd.
American Pop in Stockbridge on the 2nd.
Another of our area's libraries is involved this time. So Saturday, 4 o'clock in Stockbridge Library. They're continuing the library's speaker series, and this week it features Snowden Wright, who's a former Stone Court writer in resident, and he's published a new novel which is called American Pop. It's a saga of family, ambition, passion, and tragedy. And it's all about an unforgettable Southern dynasty called the Foresters, who are founders of the world's first major soft drink company, which I wonder which one that can be. Anyway, it's a novel, but I think it's all set in, against the backdrop of more than a century of American cultural history. So it's really interesting. The author is Snowden Wright. He's going to be there at the library talking about and reading from his book. That's at 4 o'clock at Stockbridge Library on Saturday, March the 2nd.
I go back to Lee, Massachusetts on March 2nd, Backroads of France.
Yes, well, you know what a sucker I am for wine tastings. And also, Chez Nous is a wonderful, wonderful French-American restaurant in Lee. And on March the 2nd, they are having a wine dinner, which sounds absolutely fascinating. They've got Steve Dixon to come along and lead the diners on a sort of a journey through France. They have their French menu from the restaurant, and then they are going to bring in a whole series of wines from often different or lesser known regions in France. Steve Dixon works for Vineyard Road, and they're a wine importer that focus on rare and fine wines from all sorts of different areas in France, not necessarily the ones you would think of. So if you're looking for a lovely wine dinner on Saturday, March the 2nd, check out Chez Nous. You'll have to make a reservation in advance and check out their dinner. It starts at 6:15 in the evening.
Red Hook, New York on March 2nd at 7:30.
Yes, I spotted this, and as you can imagine, I love podcasts, I listen to them all the time as I drive around the Rural Intelligence and Robin Hood areas. So I was particularly interested when I saw this at Bard College. Susan Orlean, the writer who wrote, amongst other things, The Orchid Thief, has teamed up with the actor Sarah Thayer, who has appeared in Strangers with Candy and has been on Late Night with Conan O'Brien. And they have developed a really interesting podcast. I guess they want to make you cry. Actually, they want to make you very emotional, I think. So the podcast is called Cry Babies, and it's a funny, sort of touching podcast. They have been to the Fisher Center before, and this one's a live edition, so go along to Bard College at 7:30 and listen to it. And what they want to talk about is what makes people emotional, what really tickles the tear ducts, as it were. And this week they are bringing three special guests with them to Bard College, Michael Ian Black, Karen Chi, and one of my favorites is Gary Steinhardt. Who we've talked about and has actually just been in the area recently, publicizing his recent book. All fascinating people to talk to. And really what they're trying to do is find out what makes them emotional and why they get emotional about these things. So it is fascinating, one way and another. So that's at Bard College, 7:30 on Saturday, March the 2nd.
We will move back on to Rhinebeck, New York.
Yes. Well, as I said earlier, I love history. And Clinton Town Hall at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening, they're presenting a really important night, and I'll explain why. It's a night of storytelling, and it's all to benefit the Pleasant Valley Free Library, they've brought four storytellers in. As the playwright Lauren Letelier from the people will know of maybe from the Ancram Opera House, she's going to be hosting and she's going to be telling a tale, and the other stories are Norman Daguerre, Brett Lefebvre, and Jenny Seaham. And as I mentioned, the donations will benefit the Pleasant Valley Free Library to help with the restoration efforts after they had that fire in November 2018. It devastated the building. It needs to be rebuilt. There have been a number of, there's obviously an appeal, but there have been a number of events to try and raise money to help with rebuilding those. And so that's important. And then, by the way, after this event, which is at Clinton Town Hall, there's going to be a reception with the storytellers held at the Clinton Library following that. So check it out. They'll be telling some wonderful stories, I'm sure. On Saturday, March the 2nd, 7 o'clock in the evening at the Clinton Town Hall.
Over to North Adams, Massachusetts on the 2nd.
We've had a lot of serious stuff we've been talking about, whether it's environmental or whatever, but this is not serious at all and is absolutely fabulous. I know this organization well. So Mass Mocha on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock has got together with Jacob's Pillow to present the Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo. And it is going to be really a riot. I'm not sure whether everyone's familiar with it. Well, I can tell you this is the 44th anniversary season of the Ballet de Trocadero de Monte Carlo. And they are the world's foremost all-male comedy ballet company who perform on point and on travesty, as it were. They are, it's an amazing ballet company. I mean, and it is a ballet company, but it is hilariously funny because it is, I guess it's what they're wearing drag, really. They are fully dressed up as female ballet dancers, and they are it's hilariously funny, and they dance really professionally as well. They started in the 1970s, I guess, and they've been to lots of areas in the past. They've been to the Jacob's Pillow in the past. They are popular. It is a really fun evening, and it's outright really funny dance company one way or another. So check them out. It's at 8 o'clock at Mass Mocha on Saturday, March the 2nd.
Let's go back now to Sheffield, and that is to Dewey Hall.
Yeah, Dewey Hall is having a whole series of concerts over the winter, and I just thought I'd mention another one because this one's great. It's going to be sort of back because of popular demand. It's the Molsky's Mountain Drifters are going to be at Dewey Hall, and that's Bruce Molsky, and he's joined by Stan Weislauch and Alison de Groot, and they present this old-time roots music with the fiddle, the guitar, the banjo. And they'll be playing on Saturday evening at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, and that starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
And we wrap things up settling right back here in Sharon, Connecticut.
Yes, yes. Sunday, March the 3rd, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is going to be hosting Barbara Paul Robinson, and she's going to be talking about her book called Heroes of Halticulture, Americans Who Transformed the Landscape. And Barbara, it's absolutely fascinating. She took a sabbatical from her law career. And by the way, she was the first female president of the New York City Bar Association, so very high-powered. But she went and worked as a gardener during this year for Rosemary Verry at Barnsley House in Gloucestershire, in England, and then for Penelope Hobhouse at the National Trust Garden at Tintinhull in Somerset. So she and she has a history of working in the gardens because she, with her husband, is the owner of Brushhill Gardens in Washington. Following this year abroad, as it were, gardening, she's taken time out and put it all in context and written this book called Heroes of Halticulture. And it's all about the Herculean efforts of the various individuals who established the Garden Conservancy in America. And she's also talked about some of the stories of the people who really made a big impact on gardens in America. For example, the people who preserved Central Park in New York and other public spaces and more. So she's going to be talking at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon at 4 o'clock on Sunday, March the 3rd. I think it will be a great, fascinating talk and a bit of history of America.
And with that, we wrap up another look at an edition of Rural Intelligence on ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.